from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to Tuesday.
Morning, Mike.
Services, we're still in expansion. It still feels good. There's still a flicker. There's still a vibe. There's still a green shoot.
All of the above. However, I would say there was lots of data floating around yesterday, and the only thing I would say is that just on a sort of a more of a sort of helicopter view, it does look like the January data is taking just a little bit of a breather from that sort of run of general economic data leading into Christmas that looked a little bit better. So there's no reason to believe the momentum still isn't there, but I think we are now going to need February and March to confirm that improving trend that we saw at the end of 2025. So, yeah, services, big part of the economy. The BNZ, Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index, printed at 50.9, so it's above that 50 benchmark that signals expansions, yeah, all good, but slightly lower than the December print. You've got the five sub-indexes. Three of them, though, are under 50, but the two that are above 50 are activity sales and new orders. So if they're the ones you really want to be above 50. Employment, though, still lagging a little bit. And for the first time since mid-2023, that we've had two consecutive months above the break-even 50 level. So, yeah, that is good.
Excellent. And then what else have we got? We got the sales, car transactions, and now that was a bit flat. That was a bit damp, wasn't it? A bit wet.
Yes, so transaction data for January, electronic car transactions, a little subdued is how I'd describe it. Both total retail and core retail sales were lower. So these are seasonally adjusted Mike numbers as well, so it's not just about the fact that it's January. Yeah, the question here is what role did the weather play in January? Because it was a little bit awful. But actually, Mike, that makes you think about February as well, because February hasn't exactly been great either, has it? Look, total retail sales, total retail electronic car transactions fell 1.1%, says adjusted. Core retail declined 0.9%. Hospo fell 2.1%. You'd expect that to be especially susceptible to poor weather. Look, the trend on retail sales has lifted, Mike, but it's a bit of a hesitant trend, which is we need to see confirmation of it. And then, of course, you get to the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand data, sales and price data for January. Again, on a seasonally adjusted basis, both sales activity and prices slipped. Year on year, the house price index down 0.7%. So house prices on a national basis still going sideways. You've got some pretty notable regional divergence. Auckland down 2.6%, but Canterbury, of course, up 2.8%. There is what we can point to, Mike. There's a very healthy uptrend in activity. So sales volumes increasing, but you've still got this imbalance between how many sales you've got and how much stuff you've got on the market, so stock on the market. And Jan sales looked notably soft, even allowing for seasonality. That could have been weather as well. It's only 1 month, though. You don't want to extrapolate that out. History tells us February, March, do see the activity pick up again. Just wonder whether or not the interest rate outlook changing is having any effect. We'll see over February, March, whether that's a factor.
Indeed, we'll stand by for that tomorrow for some commentary. Contact. So reporting season, Contact. We got Mike Fouge on after 7 o'clock this morning, along with Freightways rock star and A2. They're all good, weren't they?
All good, Mike. The looking for capital, Contact Energy, that was the big news that greeted us as we came into it yesterday. So strong half-year financial results. So Mike should have some, he should feel very good about that. But we've got this big capital raising. I think it's fair to say analysts weren't expecting this. So $450 million fully underwritten institutional offer, $75 million retail offer. The reason they're looking for this from selling share or selling equity is they've got projects progressing a little bit quicker than expected. So it's all about funding or accelerating their renewable energy generation development. So that's geothermal, you've got wind, you've got solar, you've got batteries, big battery development down near Glenbrook, that's 200 megawatt. You've got a big solar farm just north of Kaukopakopa at Glorit, 150 megawatt solar farm there. Look, they previously indicated that these would be funded from their balance sheet. Look, I think this is a good, confident move from management and the board, Mike. It follows the acquisition of Manawa Energy. Basically, it illustrates their belief that this whole bunch of stuff will push the growth of electricity demand. And yes, what can you say? Freightways, good number, and A2 milk share price up 5%. So it was a good day.
I reckon it's a good day. We love good days.
Haven't been
enough good days. What are the numbers?
Well, we've got nothing out of the US because they've got President's Day there. But if I just look at the futures markets that were trading yesterday, had small gains in the Dow Jones, S&P 500, small fall in the NASDAQ. The FTSE 100, though, they were up 0.25%. 10,473. The Nikkei was down 0.25%, 56,806. We got nothing out of the Shanghai Composite this week because they're having the big week off Chinese New Year. But the Aussies yesterday gained 0.22%, 8,937. And unfortunately, though, we fell on the NZX 50. We fell 80 points despite the good results, 0.61%, 13,117. Kiwi dollar, 0.6032 on the wholesale markets against the US. 0.8528 against the Aussie, 0.5089 euro, 0.4426 against the pound, 92.60 Japanese yen. What have we got? Gold just under 5,4988 for an ounce, and Brent crude $68.48.
Yeah, have a great day. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.